I want to read from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 through 15. It's the basis of the meditation this morning. Hebrews 2, verse 9, speaks of Jesus' death. It says, "We see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. But the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, 'I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters in the assembly. I will sing your praises.' And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, 'Here am I and the children God has given me.' Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." People loved by God, we remember the events of Good Friday again this morning. As we read the sacred text, we see the events unfold before us. We see Jesus obedient to the Father's will, being betrayed and denied by his friends, suffering the injustice of this world, an innocent man, and especially suffering the curse of God against sin in his crucifixion. He bears the curse which is separation from God. Therefore, on the cross, he cries out specifically, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The curse is also evident in the complete darkness, a soul-numbing darkness, a darkness that speaks to the absence of God. For we read in Holy Scripture, "God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." And finally, his death. Hebrews 2, verse 9 speaks of Jesus' death. It says that Jesus suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. That includes you and me here today. What does that mean? It means Jesus' death is greater. And so we have Jesus' death. Greater. Our theme in this Lent season is making Jesus greater, making him more central, more significant, more truly the one who leads our lives and even makes all the difference in our death. Hebrews 2 verse 9 is saying Jesus' death is greater by far. It has a huge significance for this world and for our death. Hebrews 2 verse 9 is saying, Jesus tasted, Jesus took the full penalty of death on himself. And in that, it is understanding the fullness of death. What is death? The term death, the word death, implies a sequence of events. It includes actual physically ending life. But it's more. It is also the final judgment before a holy God. We're in ourselves, apart from the saving work of Jesus, we are completely condemned by our words and actions in this life, and we are justly assigned our place in hell. This is the biblically declared consequences of sin that the reality of death bring us to. Sin leads to physical death, which leads to the final judgment, where the full consequences of sin are declared and the sinner ends in eternal death in hell. Hebrews 2 adds more detail when it says in verse 14, it speaks of the devil who has devised this destructive plan. The devil who is out to ruin God's creation and destroy God's people. And one of the devil's tricks today is to minimize death, to make death small. And we see that in our culture. To abort a child, nothing really. With euthanasia, those who are old and dying, just let them be killed. Death is minimized. It's simply an end. It means nothing. And so people today are not interested in faith or salvation because there's nothing to be saved from. Or to eternally. So death is small. We clearly declare again this morning that death is the great enemy. Death is the final threat. Death is an eternal horror. It is what awaits all who do not know the Lord Jesus. But Hebrews 2 tells us that Jesus tasted that death for us. Jesus endured the judgment of God against sin and the anguish of hell, as we say in the Apostles' Creed, so that all who believe in him do not have to do so, endure that agony and that judgment. Hebrews 2 verse 9 declares that by the grace of God, Jesus took our place and endured that punishment that would be ours. He was able to do that as the Son of God. And for this reason, his death is so much greater. We declare its greatness. We today make it greater. There is no greater death in the sense of the significance, because in Jesus' death, Hebrews 9 verse 14, he destroyed him who holds the power of death, the devil. He overcame. And so now death for believers no longer leads to judgment and eternal punishment. Jesus, in his divine godly presence and power, stops that downward spiral to destruction. Those who put their faith in Jesus are not condemned, and he has changed our eternal destination. Instead of separation from God in hell, we are invited to eternal communion with Jesus in heaven. That's why Hebrews 2 verse 10 speaks about through his death, Jesus brings many sons and daughters to glory. That's the difference he has made in his death. And Hebrews 2 verse 11 says, Jesus through his death makes us holy, so we can be part of his family of faith. And Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. In Jesus' death, everything around death has changed for the believer. So this morning we remember Jesus' death and we call it good. It's Good Friday. All other death is not good. But one death, Jesus' death, is truly good. It truly changes everything for the good. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, you confronted the greatest threat that faced us, the reality of death. Lord, this world has been betrayed by the lies of the devil. But we call on you, Lord Jesus, you who will never betray or leave or forsake us. And today again we declare and celebrate the truth that in our sin we needed a Savior and that you came, that you are the Savior of the world. Amen.